Last night, Sean Hannity made an announcement on his show on Fox News.
Former Intel Committee Chairman Congressman Devin Nunes filed a $250 million lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court, alleging the social media company negligently failed to remove defamatory and malicious tweets about the congressman and his family.
On the program, the congressman called this suit the first of many.
What we're doing here is we're actually going after Twitter first because they are the main proliferator and they spread this fake news and the slanderous news.
The suit also names various Twitter accounts, including ones called @DevinCow, Nunes grew up on a dairy farm, and another one called @DevinNunesMom, accounts that have been, well, less than kind to the congressman.
The lawsuit claims that Nunes has endured, quote, an orchestrated defamation campaign, one that no human being should ever have to bear and suffer in their whole life.
I mean, there's tons of problems with it.
Derrigan Silver, a media law professor at the University of Denver, says it is hard for a public figure to prove defamation.
Anybody who holds an office that people vote on, whether they be the president of the United States or the local dog catcher, then you are automatically a public official. And all public officials have to prove actual malice. So if you say something about a public official and you get sued for it, you don't have to prove what you said was true. They have to prove what you said was false.
And on top of that, websites are really hard to sue.
There is federal statutory law called Section 230 of the Communication Decency Act, which provides like super, super broad exemptions to all websites for any information that is posted by a third party. And the case law there is rock solid.
A spokesperson for Twitter has said the company is not commenting on the lawsuit.